Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
1983 was the year this song made it to number six nationally for the year. And I was speculating earlier, Richie, that he had a red Corvette. I think I remember reading that someplace. Prince was found dead at the age of 57 in his home. Unresponsive is the way they put it from the local hospital staff that went in there. Found him in an elevator in his home. It's not clear what caused his death, but he had canceled a couple of shows on his tour. Hospitalized last week with what some said was the flu, but the real story is that he had an opioid allergy, if you will, or a reaction to taking, you know, I guess the worst thing you can think of with him is him being on heroin, but that's what opioids are.
When you it was the more prescribed kind. When you've got TMZ following you into a Walgreens five times in a week, trouble.
So he wasn't shooting up heroin. He was on some sort of prescription version.
Yeah. It was he was getting it from Walgreens. That was his drug dealer, Walgreens. Figure that.
Yeah, right. Huh. He was a musician. What he had 35 plus years, 39 albums, played almost every instrument. In all of the earlier albums, anyway, I think. Got seven Grammys, took home an Oscar for the soundtrack of his film Purple Rain. I think that he was, you'd consider him a sex symbol, wouldn't you, Victoria?
Absolutely, for sure.
Richie, would you, because he, you know, there was always talk about him both for male and female gender symbolism. A lot of people who...
Well, that was his sign.
Right.
It is that with the male and the female sign.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny, when a girl I went to high school with posted yesterday, when I was a teenager, I used to love watching this late night show called Don Kirshner's Rock Concert and see lots of amazing talent.
Oh, it was great.
Old and new.
He was an RCA guy.
Yep. One night I saw a small, delicate, beautiful boy with the most amazing voice, scintillating and truly admirable moves, who made a guitar do things I never knew it could.
Yep.
All my young heart's delight. And a thong and a trench coat. And that's what he was wearing on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Surprising. All right, another song. This is a top 10 hit from 1983 as well, Delirious. See, when you hear these, you recognize them all. One of the most important people musically in the pop era, and he's always mentioned in the same breath as Whitney and Michael. Because you know, he had that kind of impact.
Michael may have been a bigger star.
Yeah.
But what instrument do you remember Michael playing?
Never saw him with an instrument.
I mean, I know he could play piano. I know he could. But this guy, Prince, did everything.
Yeah.
Wrote, played every single instrument, was able to perform like nobody's business, James Brown-esque. And had the whole fashion thing down. I mean, he did every single aspect of being a superstar entertainer.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, he was. All right, here's another. This is, of all the songs that I think I ever liked of Prince's, this is my favorite.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied.
What a story here.
This is basically the summary of the movie Purple Rain and his family and his father and his struggles with the, you know, his mom being beaten and the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how people who are creative can tell these stories, and it's more difficult to tell them with words and music, but that's what he did. You can comment at Twitter. At Twitter, I keep doing that, Victoria.
At Good Day Show.
At Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Lots of people talking about their favorite Prince song or your thoughts about the passing of Prince as we pass through some of the musical memories here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stay invigorated? RELAX. It's an acronym for the Winner's Weekend. R is for read. Relive a moment in history or expand your mind through great fiction.
E is for experience. Be awed by nature's majesty. Stir your soul with some awesome art or music.
L is for love. Love grows when you give it away, so show some love to the key people in your life.
A is for activity. Go do something you loved when you were a kid. Tap into your childlike nature to expand your creativity and exercise your body.
X is for exorcise. Yes, I know we cheated a little here. Free yourself from things that hold you back, like anger, grudges, regrets, and limiting beliefs.
Relax for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, name and town.
My name's Ronnie, Indian Land, South Carolina. Join the sights. There's bikes everywhere.
There's Shapely and bikinis.
Leesburg Bike Fest.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. South Carolina bikers.
We normally go to Daytona, change Daytona for Leesburg. It looks pretty great. It's great that they shut the whole town down here just for bikes, you know. It has to be a biker town.
We're burnt out on Myrtle Beach. A few years ago when they shut the bikers out, forced all those noise ordinances and everything, and I haven't been back to Myrtle Beach since.
Nice ride down from South Carolina and
500 miles and our old hiney's still making the trip.
American Biker Minute.
We don't own trailer queens.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.